In our second reading today, the short part of the first letter of St. John, St. John reminds us of what it means to be a disciple and how we are called to be disciples. And towards the end of the letter, he reminds us even further that the sign of a disciple is one of love and one of forgiveness, one of love and one of repentance. Because for St. John and for us who are disciples of Jesus Christ, in forgiveness, love is perfected. That in forgiveness, love is perfected. And Jesus in today's gospel also reminds us of that. That in following him, we must go out and preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Now, for some people, that's new. They said, did Jesus really say that? Didn't just Jesus say we should go out and love everyone? Well, yeah. But love without repentance is empty. Love without forgiveness can't exist. And so Jesus' call to forgiveness, Jesus' call to repentance, Jesus' call to love is one of a call to perfecting our lives and following who Jesus is, to follow his commands. And this happens in so many different ways that there are countless, but here's one way it does happen. There was a young man who got into a fight with his father. The young man was in college, and his dad and him disagreed about something, and there was a terrible argument, and there was a terrible hurt between the two. And yes, the young man continued to go home and visit, but as he described, he never had a conversation with his dad. They would exchange pleasantries, they would talk about things, but they never talk about life, because each time they began to do that, that old hurt, that old unforgiveness began to well up in him. So much so that he tried to avoid those deeper conversations, tried to avoid especially time alone with his dad. Well, as most young men do, as he grew a little older, he found a wonderful young woman who loved him and he loved her, and they got married. And his wife, during their first years of marriage, kept on bugging him, why don't you sit down and talk with your dad? And of course, that was a conversation that he didn't want to have with her, because he didn't want to have it with his father. But after several grandchildren were born, and the wife kept on kindly and gently nudging the husband, he one time finally said to her, I don't know where to begin. It's been so long now. I don't know where to begin. And she simply responded, well, start with a hug. Start with that simple gesture of love, that gesture that we practice so many times in so many places. Because the insight that she was trying to share with him, that Christian insight, is that forgiveness takes a physical action. It's not just a mental thing, but it is a physical thing. It is an incarnational thing. It is that process of dying upon the cross, not as a ghost, not as something that doesn't exist, but dying upon the cross in life for the forgiveness of sins. Because Jesus today in the gospel reminds his disciples, as he reminds us, that he was truly man and truly God. That he wasn't some apparition throughout his whole life, and that his death on the cross was real, just as his resurrection was real for the forgiveness of sins. And that we must too participate in that saving action. That we must participate with Jesus in the saving action of God's love. That is through forgiveness of sins. Repent and believe in the gospel was the first words Jesus spoke in his ministry. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here among you. Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of love, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of mercy, a kingdom of compassion. And none of those things are fully present unless we can forgive. Unless we can begin with that act of forgiveness. That reaching out. That embrace. That physical motion of seeking the healing of love, the healing of mercy, the healing of forgiveness. Because in our corporal state, in our bodily lives, unless we touch ourselves and allow others to touch us in mercy and love, then we are separated, then we are held apart. Because what's the first thing people do when they get angry? They try to get away from each other. They don't want to be together. The teenager stops out of the room and slams the door. The little child goes and hides someplace. The husband and wife sit on the opposite end of the couch. Whatever it is, we don't want to be together. And yet God says to us, but we must seek that unity. We must seek that love. We must seek that forgiveness. We must seek that gift of the other within our lives. Where we reach out in mercy and love. Because forgiveness is perfected in love. And therefore, love is perfected in forgiveness. You can't have one without the other. You can't practice one without the other. You can't live with one without the other. And so what is our call? Well, our call is to do what Jesus said to us as disciples. Anybody remember what he says at the very end of the gospel? Go out and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So if Jesus was standing here in front of you tonight, what would he say to you? Go out and preach repentance and forgiveness of sins, beginning in Campbell, California. Beginning in your house. Beginning in your friendships. Beginning in your workplace. Beginning in your very lives here and now. Yes, the world needs great forgiveness. We look at Syria right now, and God, it needs forgiveness. It needs mercy. It needs compassion. But if I don't have mercy and compassion here, for those people I don't like here, for those people I can't forgive here, for those people who do stupid things here, those people who support those people who are wrong over there, then I cannot reach out in compassion, forgiveness across the world because I do not have it in my heart here and now. Because Jesus was reminding the disciples, reminding his apostles, be witnesses to mercy, compassion, forgiveness in your own lives. Do that first. Because if you can't do that first, then the second, third, and fourth things will never come about because they will be built on sand. The foundation will not be there because forgiveness is perfected in love. And so let us remind ourselves of that as we come to this Eucharistic altar, as we reach out in that sign of peace, as we go forth to love and to serve our Lord. To begin with mercy, to begin with compassion, to begin with forgiveness, to find that perfection of love in the relationships here so that we can carry that forward into each and every place we go, knowing that God is with us, that God seeks to forgive us as he reaches out to us from the cross and says to you, to me, to the world, peace. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you.